You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller, and today we continue our series talking with various ministries and missionaries from around the world. And our next guest actually spent some time right here in our own backyard on Cape Cod. It's Joe Karabench, and he is with Missionary Flights International. Joe, a great privilege to have you as we talk about our Missions Emphasis Month.
It's great to be with you as well, Adam.
Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about Missionary Flights International? It seems pretty self-explanatory, Missionary Flights. I'm assuming it involves planes, but I'll leave that up to you to explain.
Yes, Adam, we do have planes. We actually operate currently two turboprop DC-3s out of Florida, and our main service is to the country of Haiti. We also go to Dominican Republic, but we have flights twice a week to Haiti. Dominican, we go every other week. But we serve over 440 different Christian mission organizations, bringing supplies and bringing personnel, short-term work teams back and forth, again, mostly to Haiti. We're there to help provide logistical help and, again, bring what's needed to continue to spread the gospel. We're kind of the support team, supplying the front lines of the missionaries there that are preaching the gospel. And we've been around for 52 years, and been obviously years ago it was smaller airplanes. Our organization started when our founder, Don Belden, had started going to the Bahamas leading Youth for Christ rallies, and the missionaries there started asking him, hey, next time you come, can you bring this or can you bring that? And eventually an organization was formed with a board, and that was back in 1964, and currently we're flying about 750,000 pounds of cargo and baggage each year, as well as about 3,000 people.
Now, it must be an enormous cost to maintain your planes and to operate the systems with all of the regulations and all of those things. And yet, the reason for doing this is because you're saving a great deal to the cost of a lot of missionaries who would have to fly commercially or get some other means of getting over to these hard-to-reach areas. Can you tell us a little bit about why it's so important for a missions agency to funnel all of these flights and to help in those ways?
Well, there's many areas in Haiti that commercial airlines don't even go. We actually will land our plane in the middle of the country on a grass airstrip after we clear the mission team through customs in Cap Haitien in the north or in Port-au-Prince in the south. Those are the two international airports. Very difficult to get around in the country, so we're able to take a 12-minute flight and land in the middle of the country on the grass airstrip. Also, with us, we can bring in all odd-size items. The American Airlines that does go to Port-au-Prince on a daily basis, they won't let you take, 20-foot pieces of pipe that if you're doing a water project or a slide for an orphanage to put up a swing set and slide. So we're able to bring any type of items, generators, ATV vehicles, and so when missionaries move down there, they need to bring all their family supplies and the kitchen sink, possibly. So we're able to fit anything on the aircraft. We have a huge door, double door, on the side of the DC-3, which we use. And it enables the missionaries to be able to function and be able to travel with us and not have to be tied down to the typical two suitcases.
Your ministry also is providing a lot of resources, not just for the missionaries, but for the mission itself. And these are extremely essential for the sake of the missionaries doing the work and providing for those people in their community, correct?
That's correct. We actually purchase anything that the missionaries need here in the States. In Haiti, you can't just go down to Lowe's or Home Depot or Walmart or Sam's and pick up things to keep their mission running, whether it's a computer or a printer cartridge or any type of car part. We have access here to all the car dealerships and tires, and they just don't have that access there in Haiti. So we're able to pick it up for them and then ship it down on the next available flight and provide them so they can continue ministering. Because if they have to spend days looking for some new tires, that's a lot of wasted time when they could be teaching Bible classes or reaching out and do evangelistic outreach or feeding the children or working in the hospitals. So we really want to be able to help those missions with all these logistical services. And that is part of what our mission statement is. Our mission statement here at Missionary Flights International is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in partnership with Bible-centered missions by providing reliable transportation and logistical services. So all these logistical services that we provide helps these missions more effectively spread the gospel.
How did you get involved with Missionary Flights International to begin with, and when did you feel your call to this this specific ministry? Which came first, your love for flying or your desire to do mission work?
Well, it wasn't a love for flying, but it was a love for just being wanting to use on the mission field. When I was younger, in high school and then in college, I ended up going on some summer mission trips, short-term trips for the summers, one to Mexico, one to Africa, to Kenya. And so the Lord was really tugging on my heart to be involved in full-time Christian work, but I didn't see myself necessarily going as a pastor or evangelist, but I always enjoyed working on cars and mechanical things, and I'd heard about missionary aviation where you could become a mechanic on aircraft and a pilot. And so I attended Moody Bible Institute, their missionary aviation program back in the late 80s. And then my wife and I moved to Cape Cod, where she had grown up. We had one child at the time and ended up having two more there in Cape Cod Hospital. And it was there on Cape Cod that I got more flight experience as a mechanic, as a flight instructor. I taught lessons at the Hyannis Airport and then flew for Cape Air and Nantucket Airlines for a couple years until the Lord opened the door and directed us to Missionary Flights International. And we then in the mid-90s ended up raising support to go full-time, and we've been here at Missionary Flights for 20 years now.
Tell us a little bit about your time there and some of the things that you've been able to experience in the work of the ministry. I'm assuming it's not always smooth sailings, or I guess I don't know if that's what a pilot would say, but smooth flights all the time.
No, well, we do have challenges. Obviously, there's been some political upheavals in Haiti. There's been demonstrations. There's been times we've evacuated people. There's been the earthquake back in 2010, which was a tremendous time of partnering with other organizations and businesses and missions that we were able to really assist with that earthquake relief work. But when I first came, I was a mechanic and pilot, and as time went on, we had a warehouse manager leave, and I was asked to kind of manage a warehouse for a little bit temporarily. And then when we got another warehouse manager, I was asked by MFI's president to come in and assist and be the executive assistant. While I still flew as a pilot, but when I wasn't flying, I wasn't turning wrenches. I was working on computers and doing administrative stuff, and then became the vice president and in 2001, and it was a year and a half ago when our former president resigned from the presidency here at MFI that I assumed the role of president at Missionary Flights now for the last year and a half. And so we've got a great team here, and it's exciting to see how things have been growing and how many more missions now we are serving. When I first came, it was about 150 organizations that we flew for. Then about the earthquake time in 2010, we had increased by 100. So we had about 250 organizations, and now it's almost 450 organizations. So we're excited about the growth, and we're looking possibly at moving into bringing teams into Cuba. And I was there in April, and so it was exciting to see how the doors are opening there to be able to minister in Cuba.
That's actually really exciting to see that the ministry is really growing and able to supply. It is one of those ministries that comes alongside of all other ministries that it becomes an essential to do the work in Haiti, and we'll see what the Lord opens in those doors in Cuba as well. But I'm sure that you guys have a great need for people to come alongside of you as well. What are some of the needs that you have in doing this work that is so essential for the local missionaries?
Well, in order to be a support role, we do have to have our own support, and each of our pilots and mechanics are supported as missionaries, normal missionaries. We have individuals and churches that have made pledges and commit to support either monthly or annually, and So we live off of support. There's also generous donation donors that give donations each year or month to help our general fund, you know, to help operate our organization. And then we have fundraising projects constantly as we're trying to keep our engines running and rebuild them and buy new aircraft. We, like I said earlier, we're operating two turboprop DC-3s. They're the size of about a school bus. They can carry up to 32 passengers. And the inside is kind of like a school bus. You got an aisle down the middle with two seats on either side. But we have a third plane that was given to us last year. It was a converted DC-3 to the turboprop version and been extended. The actual the plane is lengthened, so we've got more room inside than the original version. But the plane did not have any engines with it. It didn't have any radios or instruments or communication gauges or anything else. But the wings were off, and it was located halfway across the world in South Africa. But the Lord has been supplying all the supplies. We've got the gauges, the instruments. We bought engines for it. We've shipped them over. We are actually hoping to fly it back to the U.S. at the end of October, and we hope to get it outfitted here and painted and get it upgraded so that we can start using it more to support in Haiti and then hopefully to expand into Cuba. So we're excited about that, but we still need some funds. That project is about over a $2 million project, and the Lord has already brought in $1.5 million. And so we're excited as we're at our final stage of raising funds for that aircraft to be able to finish putting it together and building it.
We have been talking with Joe Karabench. He is the president of Missionary Flights International, a ministry that is making an impact to come alongside of the local missionaries there in Haiti and the future opportunities with Cuba opening up. If you want to find out more information about Joe Karabench and their ministry, Missionary Flights International, please head over to our website at songtime.com. And you can also give us a call. We'll talk to you and explain to you more about how you can get in contact with Joe and their ministry. Give us a call. It's 508-362-7070. Joe, thank you so much for sharing with us a little bit more about your ministry and the great need that it is to come alongside of these missionaries to help further the work of the gospel.
Thank you. It's been great talking and sharing with the folks there back in New England.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.